Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I don't hear Mr. Ed. Hello? There we go. Welcome in to the Odd Couple. It is Rob Parker and Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio. At Santa Anita Park. Beautiful day. Getting ready for the Breeders' Cup. Unbelievable. What a beautiful scene here. And I guess Chris Broussard's having some technical issues, Rob G. But what a show we have for you today on this Friday, the Odd Couple. So much to do. It's a football Friday. Again, we're here at the Breeders' Cup. And we will have our Breeders' Cup, if you like the horse racing. We'll have that later on in the show. And Chris Broussard, how are you, my man? What's going on?
I'm great. How are you?
All good. We're missing you here at the Breeders' Cup, but, you know, we'll the Odd Couple will hold it down.
Y'all enjoy yourselves.
No doubt.
For sure. I wish I could be there with y'all. Sounds like a great time. Y'all enjoy it for me.
Absolutely beautiful. Beautiful day and scenery, Chris. If you've never been to Santa Anita, I mean, the mountains behind the racetrack, it is absolutely a gorgeous venue. I was here for a birthday party a couple years ago. And, you know, placed a few bets and just had a good afternoon. But it's a great town. Great town.
Great. Well, let's get it started. Did you, you're obviously announced we are live from the TireRack.com studios. Did you announce the Odd Couple crew or we ready
to
get this rolling?
No, I didn't do that. Go ahead.
DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, is in the house. On the updates is our man, Steve DeSager, as always. And on the social media, Elijah Sabunia, the great. And, of course, the super producer, Rob G, is out there at Santa Anita with Rob. So you guys both getting to enjoy.
Rob G loves it. It's only 20 minutes from his house, Chris, so he's loving it.
Absolutely. Yes, that's great. All right, well, let's get this thing started. We are looking at an incredible football weekend. You've got games galore. As far as big games, obviously you always have games galore, but you got Miami and Kansas City kicking it off 9:30 a.m. Eastern, 6:30 Pacific. Wow, for the West Coast. Live from Germany, Rob, you've also got, of course, the Ravens and the Seahawks. That's going to be a game that tells us a little something about both teams. Cowboys and the Eagles, maybe the biggest game of the weekend. And then Cincinnati and Buffalo in the Sunday evening nightcap. But, Rob, let's start with the first game, the Chiefs and the Dolphins. Now, of course, Tyreek Hill was the all-world receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs, won a Super Bowl with them, along with Patrick Mahomes. And last year when he wanted to stay and was ready to re-up with them, they wouldn't pay him. And so ultimately he was traded to the Miami Dolphins. And Rob, his career has skyrocketed. It already was great. He was already a Pro Bowler, already an All-Pro, and a Super Bowl champion for that matter. But now with Miami, he's established himself as arguably the best receiver in the game and arguably a top 10 receiver of all time, depending on who you ask. So his individual profile has risen since he's been in Miami with his quarterback, Tua. And he was talking about with Brandon Marshall, friend of the show, about the upcoming game. This is his first game, Rob, against his former team, the Chiefs. And Brandon Marshall, who was a receiver himself, a great one, he asked Tyreek to compare his old quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, to his new one, Tua Tagovailoa. And here's what he said.
Pick one or the other.
Okay.
Tua or Mahomes?
Well, we all know, man, Pat is still the best quarterback in the NFL, obviously, man. Like, what he does is just something that no quarterback in this league can copy. You feel me? His ability to create plays when there aren't plays to make is just ridiculous. And then just the arm talent and just, you know, him being him, and it's just crazy. Now, you would think that a receiver like me would want to play, would like that, right? But I'm in Miami. I'm with Tua, man. I'm living the life, man. Tua is accurate. He's on time. His ball is right here, quarterback friendly. Like, so I got to go with my boy Tua, man. I love Pat. He's the best quarterback in the league, but I got to go with my boy one, man. One is different.
All right, Rob, there you have it. What are your thoughts?
What did he say? He didn't say anything.
He said that – I think he said a lot. He said what I think most of us believe, I certainly do, that Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL. But I guess he prefers playing with Tua, and a lot of people will say, and there probably is some truth to this, that of course he's going to say that, right? I mean, he's there with Tua. Beyond the numbers, that's his quarterback right now, so why in the world would you upset the apple cart and say you'd rather still play with Mahomes or something like that? But I think there was more to it, and what he said, Rob, is interesting. Because Patrick Mahomes, part of his greatness is extending plays, right? Is when the pass rush is coming, he can get away from the rushers and still make a great ball. He can throw it across the field. He can throw stuff that, you know, wasn't in the playbook, right? And he makes, you know, he just elongates plays and makes great things happen with his athleticism and his arm talent. But he said Tua is more on time. And I think when you think back to a lot of the completions, especially the long ball completions, Rob, with Tyreek and Patrick Mahomes, I remember a lot of those were off schedule, Mahomes scrambling, and then heaving it up. And a lot of times Tyreek would come back to the ball. You know, or it wasn't like he's catching it in stride. I'm not saying it never happened. But when you look at his plays, Tyreek's long balls with Tua, they are more on schedule. It is, he's hitting me in stride on this fly pattern or post pattern, or it's a slant across the middle. I'm catching it in stride and I'm running after the catch. So I think he said a lot, and I can understand. You know, sometimes a receiver might prefer to play with a guy who might not be quite as talented, but his throws are all on schedule. You don't have to, okay, he's scrambling, so now let me just go find the open spot. You know, And that's what obviously Mahomes and Kelce do all the time. Kelce's always just finding the open spot, and that can make it a little more difficult possibly on a receiver. So I think that's what he's saying, and I get where he's coming from.
Yeah, I didn't get that at all. I thought he was afraid to really say what he really wanted to say. And if Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback, just say that. I don't think that.
Well, he did say that.
No, I don't think that. But he said, but I would rather play with Tua because he's more accurate. I mean, Patrick Mahomes has won 2 MVPs, 2 Super Bowls. Tua hasn't won jack. I'm sorry, Chris. There's no comparison between the two. So he can say he'd rather play with him, but I'm not going to buy that. Because if I look at the resumes of both players, if you said you're picking Patrick Mahomes and he's the best quarterback in the league, then what argument is there? Tua's really going to be upset that you picked Patrick Mahomes because this guy's won 2 MVPs in his first 5 or 6 years in the league? That's what I'm saying. And if he didn't want to answer the question, say I'd rather not answer that question or whatever, but to say, yeah, I really Patrick's the best quarterback in the league, but I'd rather play with the guy who's not the best quarterback in the league. That's what I'm talking about. This is the wishy-washy, not saying anything. I understand if you don't want to answer because you're going to hurt your quarterback's feelings, Chris, but I don't think if you're Tua, you're going to have your feelings hurt because somebody says Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league.
Don't you think that Tyreek's numbers with Tua back up what he was saying? His numbers are way better with Tua. But that doesn't mean he thinks Tua's better. Like, if I asked a basketball player, who would you rather play with, LeBron or Kevin Durant? And he said, well, look, LeBron's obviously better, and LeBron's, you know, arguably the GOAT, and he's better than Durant. But I'm going to be honest. LeBron's ball dominant. KD can fit into any system. He's not going to be dribbling all the time. I'd rather play with KD, but LeBron is better. That's similar to what Tyreek is saying right there.
I don't look at it that way. I look at it from the standpoint, if he's the greatest quarterback and you said he's Jordan-esque and other people are saying the greatest quarterback.
I stand by that.
He has a chance to be this, that, and the other thing. If I'm a receiver, I want to play with the best quarterback. Period.
Why would you want to play with him when your numbers are better?
You're
with
in a different situation. You were in Kansas City with a Hall of Famer in Kelce. So he cut into some of the plays and some of the yards that you get now in Miami because you're by far better than everybody else, or at least on that track where you were playing with a Hall of Fame
Waddle's
guy.
Tough. Waddle's okay, very so, good.
No, but he ain't a Hall of Famer like Kelce. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think he's being wishy-washy. I think it's an intricate statement, a nuanced statement.
I wouldn't allow him to answer
it. I understand what he's saying.
Well, you
would have tried to change it. You know, you would have confronted him, I guess, on it, but that doesn't mean he would have changed his answer.
I just would say I don't want to hear about everybody's attributes, okay?
He said Rob Mahomes is better. He didn't back up from that.
Yeah, but to say, why wouldn't you want to play with the best quarterback? Now, he could have easily said, I love playing with Patrick Mahomes. The only reason I'm not playing with him is they didn't want to pay me. But that doesn't take away from what Tua's done. But the best quarterback in the NFL right now is Patrick Mahomes, and that's all great receivers want to play with the best quarterback. That's it. Is that a crime?
I think that'd be stupid to say.
Well, then he shouldn't answer that.
Because
at all,
you're playing with Tua. I think his answer was honest, but it might not be. But I'm just saying, he made a point. This quarterback's more accurate. This quarterback's more on time. I prefer that. I think we'll ask Greg next time he's on, Greg Jennings, because I don't take this 100%. But if I recall correctly, I think I had a conversation with him once. I don't think it was on the air, but he was saying you prefer a quarterback that's more on time than one that might be better, but he's scrambling. And it was like, I don't even think he was comparing a quarterback to Aaron Rodgers, but Rodgers was a lot of off time at times and, you know, scrambling, extending plays.
Well, he could drop the ball and make it whatever.
Yeah. Well, so can Mahomes.
I'm going to say this. When Tyreek played with Mahomes, he had averaged 5 catches, 73 yards, 13.8 yards per reception. With Tua, it's 7 catches, 109 yards, and 15.1. So it's not like It's not like it's not a, like what? A gazillion.
That's a huge difference, right? That's 30 yards a game. That's
But I'm talking about
difference.
Yards per reception is not that much.
All what is it? What's the difference?
13.8 and 15.1.
I mean, most receivers
that's
are in that,
that
general
much.
Area, though. You don't have to receive. Most receivers aren't averaging 19 and 20 yards a catch like they used to. That, I mean, you used to have some guys that did that. Nowadays, most are in between 11 and 16, 7. Like this year, Tua or Tyreek's at 16 and a half. You know, he averaged 17 in Mahomes' first year with him. But I do think that's the yards per game is a huge difference, 30 yards.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. Now, listen up, Odd Couple fans. If you miss any portion of the show, just download the podcast. New episodes go up daily on all platforms. All you have to do is type in Odd Couple, wherever you get your podcast, you download the show, and then hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. Rob is in Santa Anita for the Breeders' Cup. I see him munching. I don't know what he's doing, but it looks like he's eating a lot of good food out there.
Man, I had to eat something. I'm going to have dinner after we get out of here, but I needed something to hold me over, Chris. Here
I'm
doing
stuck
a
here in chilly New Jersey.
Is it cold? It's November, though.
It's probably the high was around 50 earlier today.
I'm not going to lie. It was almost 80 degrees today, right, Rob? 78, something like that, Chris?
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm sure it was great. It's 48 where I'm at.
Okay.
48 degrees, but I am inside, so I'm not going to complain. Rob, like I said, big games coming up this week, and the biggest probably, Philadelphia hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Now, this is a huge game for both teams, but I think, and tell me if you disagree, it's bigger for the Cowboys. because the Cowboys have to prove that they can play with the big boys, all right? They've been beaten up on the likes of the Jets without Aaron Rodgers and the Giants and these weak sisters of the NFL. And they step up. You know, even Arizona, well, but, Rob, we can look past that. You know, we can – that happens sometimes.
Well, but what they were embarrassed by, the 49ers. I mean, that's the problem.
Well, that's the thing. The one time they stepped up in class, they got mashed. And it was – look, nobody would have held it against them for keeping it close, right, for losing a 7-point game or maybe even a 10-point game that was fairly close. But to get beat by 32 – that's what has many people thinking, Dallas is good, but not quite elite. And I think Sunday, Rob, they get a good chance to prove it. And again, look, obviously they want to win. If you're a Dallas fan, you want to win. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But, Rob, honestly, if they lose by 3, even if they lose by 7, if it's a good game, close game, in Philadelphia, to a lot of people that will prove that they are an upper echelon team and that they're going to be a force to be reckoned with in the postseason.
Now, I think there comes a point, Chris, and this is where I'm going to disagree with you. This, because you're right, the 49ers, if they lost by 7 or a late field goal or a touchdown made it 10, you could live with that. But at some point, if you want to turn your season around, this is the Sunday. To go to this game is in Philadelphia. You want to get people to buy into what you're doing and have some confidence. Dak Prescott is the king of beating Philadelphia, right? I think his record is 7-1 in his career Philadelphia.
8-3. 8-3.
Okay, 8-3.
And he's won his last 3. Yep.
But he doesn't beat the good teams. Like when you look at his record against teams over 500, he struggles.
I think his record, honestly, Rob, I think it's improved in that regard.
Right,
I think
but it's still 4-1
against 4-1. But many good quarterbacks are under 500. I think he was 4-1 last year. Not 100% sure, but
the only problem is for the Cowboys, where they're trying to go, he's going to have to win some of those games. That's what I mean. And I get it, that it's hard to beat the best, but you need to be somewhere around 500. You know what I mean? Like, that's the goal against the best of the best. But my point is, the Cowboys need to win a game that people don't expect them to win. They're the underdogs.
Right.
How about going into Philadelphia and winning a game? The Eagles are coming off a good win, right? And Dallas can say, we can play with the big boys. Dak did come out to play and perform. And the defense didn't get knocked around like a rag doll. You know, if they give up 40 here or something. This is a game you want to talk about. We talk about measuring sticks all the time.
Yep.
This is a measuring stick. And losing close wouldn't be the end of the world. I'll give you that. But this is one that could give you that turn to, hey, we can win the division. We can get a bye. We're good enough. We can finally make this run to the Super Bowl that some people, including yours truly, picked them to finally get there. So I think that's why this is an important game for the Cowboys.
Well, you brought up a good point about the standings. And, Rob, if they win, they're 6-2, Philadelphia's 7-2. So, essentially, I mean, they're a half game back just because they haven't played as many games. And they would have the tiebreaker over Philly. So they would be in command of the NFC East. And they'd have a great chance at becoming the one seed. San Francisco obviously has 3 losses now. You expect Detroit and Seattle to stumble at some point and lose a game or two. So Dallas would really, Rob, control its own destiny. If they get the number one seed, they've won 11 straight games in Dallas. All right, at AT&T Stadium. So if they can get the number one seed in the NFC, that certainly enhances their chances of getting to the Super Bowl. So that is a good point there.
And you're right about Dak. I mean, he's still under 500, 23-26 now, Chris, because he was 4-1 a year ago. So that helped to turn the tide on where he was.
Right.
But he's only 17-26 against against the spread. against teams with the winning record. So in that case, he's still underperforming. But this will be interesting to see if he can play well. He doesn't have to be lights out, but play well, don't turn the ball over, and give them a chance to win a big game. Because I think it's a big game. You talked about the position or where they could be and being in the number one seed coming out of the NFC.
A lot of Cowboys fans are taking heart in the fact that Dak has been good against the Eagles, Rob. He's 3-0 over the last two seasons against the Eagles. In those three games, Rob, 11 touchdowns, just one interception, and he's averaged 293 yards a game. So that will get you excited. And like I said, he's 8-3 overall against the Eagles. And so he's had a lot of success against them. Here's the problem, though. Let's just talk about the last three wins. Because some of these wins, three of them are from 2017, two from 2018, two from 2019. Jalen Hurts wasn't even there.
That's a long time ago.
Right? It's
right.
A different
Let's
team.
Be honest. Yeah,
yeah so time. Those are irrelevant at this point. But 2021, Rob, that game – Jalen Hurts was only making his sixth start. And you remember, that was the year they went 9-8. And everybody loved Jalen. And as you said many times, we had people on the radio from Philadelphia who were saying, we love him, his character, but we don't think he can throw. You know, and he didn't throw it that well that season. He was just a leader, a great runner, and he made a few throws. And then, so that, you got to look at that. Okay, they were 9-8. They were okay. The next year, Rob, or Dak's next victory, was a game at the end of the season when Philadelphia actually rested 10 of its starters, including six on the defensive side of the ball. And then the last victory that Dak had against Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts didn't play. Gardner Minshew was the quarterback. And I get it. Dak didn't play against Hurts or Minshew, the quarterback. He goes against the defense. But you know, Rob, who your quarterback is affects your defense. It affects the time of possession, how long the defense might be on the field, what your field position is, whether you're down, trailing, whether you're playing from behind, all of that. And so when you really dissect, Rob, these last three games where Dak Prescott has been 3-0 against Philadelphia, not many of them really. It's hard to take a lot from that when you really get into them and look at the specifics.
All of those are fair points, and they do matter, Chris. So for Dak, here's a primo opportunity with both teams fully loaded.
Yep.
Quarterbacks, no defenses being rested, right? You know, for
and both know the importance of the game.
And for
Rob,
Philadelphia, this is important for Philadelphia. Right. And for them to protect home field, Chris, right?
And like, here's the other thing, Rob, and not many people may know this. For Philadelphia, listen to their schedule. So they got the Cowboys this weekend, tough game. They got the Chiefs, they have a bye, and then they face the Chiefs. Then after that, the Bills. Then the 49ers. Then the Cowboys again, and then Seattle.
Wow.
So, I mean, that is a murderer's row that they have coming up. Five tough games, not including the one on Sunday. So, Rob, 7-1, I mean, if they go, what is that, six games? I mean, if they go 3-3... Now, all of a sudden, 7-1. I mean, 10-4 looks
good.
Well,
they got four losses, though, right?
Right, right. And so, I mean, they need to win this game. It's in Philly. And that's the other thing, Rob. You don't want them coming to your house and beating you. Because you might meet them in the playoffs in Philly. And you don't want them feeling confident in your own building. And, you know, we beat them here earlier. We know we can do it. So this is a huge game. I think it's bigger for Dallas, Rob. I think that, you know, Dallas, as we said, they need to prove that they can beat an elite team. Philadelphia, yes, it's big, but if they lose, nobody's writing them off. I mean, only if they, you know, keep losing, as I mentioned, their schedule.
Well, but that's the whole thing, too, and you're right. Like, this next stretch, so you don't want to lose a home game, you know, in this situation when you know what's ahead of you.
Right.
Because it could be a bumpy road. God forbid you go 2-4, Chris, not 3-3.
Like, right, right. Now you're fighting maybe for a playoff spot. I mean, NFC is very forgiving, right? But still, this is a team that's Super Bowl or bust. And so they want to put themselves in good position in the postseason. And really, you know, they want that home field advantage.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromised. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Quickly, because we want to get to Wembanyama, but yeah, your thoughts on the tournament? It sounds like you don't like it. But
hey, you kids, get off my lawn! I'm that guy. You don't need to do all that. I mean, I just like the NBA. If they really believe like this is going to spice it up, or it's the same games. You just got a different court. You're wearing some other uniform to try to sell more jerseys. The NBA is a great league. It doesn't have to do bells and whistles and try to trick people into that they need to pay attention more now than they would on a Friday night in early November. The season's just starting. What tournament? Stop it.
I'm surprised it started so early. I mean, the season, like you said,
it's only like seven games
in,
right? How many games have they played?
Not even that. Yeah, about five. But I'll say this. I kind of like it, though. Like I said, the courts, I mean, some of them are, you know, gaudier than others. But it does let you know it's something different. And that's good. So now I know, oh, this is a tournament game. Okay. And I think, Rob, for us, at least for now, for the next several years, it's not a big deal to us because we didn't grow up with this. But I do think years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years, it'll become a thing.
But help me
with this.
And when
you're talking about a guy, you might be saying, well, yo, he's got two rings and then four midseason crowns or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
Chris,
I think
you believe that?
Yeah, I do, honestly. Like years from now, not now, but years from now, it could, you know, you nitpick, and this will be another minor thing in a debate. Like, who was, well, Harden, no, he hadn't showed up in the playoffs, but he was terrific in the midseason tournaments or something like that. I'm just saying, I could see it becoming, you know, kind of a thing. Not as big as the NBA championship, which is, of course, you don't want it to be as big as that. But any competitor, if you're in a tournament, you want to win. When I was in college and we were in a Christmas tournament, guess what? We wanted to win. We never did, but we wanted to win. You know, it's a tournament you want to win. So I think Giannis and these players, they come out, hey, we're in the tournament. We might as well try to win it.
It just feels like the regular season with a funny-looking court and other uniforms. That's what it feels like to me. What tournament? Like, really?
Well, the tournament is that you advance and, you know, you can win a You win something. I mean, that's what it is.
And then people are going to run and be like, oh, my God, did you see last night? The Bucks won their first tournament game. I was glued to my TV set.
Well, I tell you what, people have been saying that about the regular season games. The Clippers-Lakers was a tremendous game. And last night, that's a nice segue, Rob, Victor Wembanyama, did you watch that game?
I saw he went off.
Oh, my gosh. He was phenomenal. 38 points.
He was just averaging, what,
10 rebounds
a game?
Well, yeah, 16 points, right? But in 27 minutes a night.
Right.
They weren't. I think he could be averaging 25 or more and maybe close to 30 if he was playing regular minutes. Last night, Robbie played 34, finally. Most he's played this year or in his career. And they actually went through him more. Like, Rob, this dude is open because he's so tall. And the thing about him that you'll notice, he's constantly moving. Like, he runs the floor like he's a sprinter. So he's all, you know, you can, if you look up, you can get the ball to him on the fast break in transition. But beyond that, in the half court, he's often moving. He might start on the perimeter, but he's moving. He's flashing across the paint, pick and roll. He's constantly setting picks, pick and roll. He's rolling to the basket or popping for a three. He's moving a lot, and I like it. And, Rob, I mean, I think he, believe it or not, because obviously the expectations were incredible, I would argue, Rob, he's actually exceeding them so far. I don't think anybody would have thought in the fifth game of his career he's going to outplay Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. I'm
worried about Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, like, and that Phoenix Suns team. I know it's early, Chris, but man, what's going on there?
They don't look like a championship team.
Am I right?
We know they're going to be
there. I'm just saying, like,
obviously they don't have Bradley,
but they don't. They really don't.
Durant is still a great player, and I don't mean historically great. We all know that he's still great right now. But he's not what he used to be.
He doesn't seem like it. Not yet. And I don't know. Maybe I'm being too judgmental too early. But, man, I just.
It's kind of like we talked about last night, Rob, with LeBron. People don't think of Durant as old. He's 35.
He's played a long
time.
He's
in his 15th season.
Right, right.
If not 16th. I might be wrong on that. Let me check that. But
what was
he,
20 when he came in the league? 20?
Yeah, he came in after his freshman year in college. I think it was still 19.
Though. 19 then, all right.
So he's been playing a lot of basketball. And then, you know, Bradley Beal's banged up. But that injury might be something. You know,
can
the
you
back
imagine
injury.
They went been, and got and
yeah,
did
he's
all
in
that
his
to get
16th
Bradley.
Season.
Yeah, that's a long
Durant's
that's
in his
a long run.
Year. But Wimbanyama,
we talked about all
Rob,
the great players who only played 13 years, Chris.
Yeah, yeah. Right. He's had a full career. Right. If Durant falls off and is done, like just not that good anymore, he still had a full career. Without question. So, but I'm telling you, Rob, Wimbanyama, this kid is special. And
he's
you know
must
what,
see TV
you know
what at this point. He,
I
he
feel
is.
Like he is. I got to watch.
He's
I'm like
see.
Glued to his games. And the thing I like about him, at least so far, Rob, he's displayed, he's got that dog in him. Like, he wants the ball down the stretch. He's not afraid to shoot it. You and I have both seen guys that run from the ball at the end of the game. Stars that don't really want it. He wants it. He's not afraid to take big shots. He knows everybody's out to get him or, you know, make a name off of them for themselves off of him. And he's like, I want the smoke. And, Rob, believe it or you believe this, he is third in the league in fourth quarter scoring right now in clutch scoring. Third. The other three guys, LeBron, Steph, and Luka.
Pretty
so this
impressive.
Dude, this dude, yeah.
Out the gate. You know, like sometimes, yep. You know, we've heard about all these great guys. You can't wait to see them, and they're going to be the next hotness. And they don't ever amount to anything. But my goodness, out of the gate, I don't know what part of his game don't you like. What don't you like? There's nothing. I can't even.
I mean, he's obviously got to get a little stronger.
Say, like, yeah, and that comes in
naturally,
time.
Right. If his body, and I don't know that it will, but if his body fills out like close to what Giannis has, it's over. It might be over anyway.
I don't know if he'll be honest. You think he'll have a body like that at 7'5"?
Well, no, his shoulders aren't as broad.
Yeah.
But he could be like a Kevin Durant and stay
kind
of like
that.
He could, and you could be built that way and just get stronger. But Giannis was a stick figure when he came into the league. And
yeah,
I'm
7'5".
Not saying he gets to be that.
Right.
But if you, but you got big guys that, I mean, Yao Ming was just big. You know, it's not like you can't have a guy that's. He's not going to be that big, thankfully, because it might be hard for him at that size. But I'm just saying if he feels out close to what Giannis is, he will be unguarded. Like I said, he might be anyway. He can always get a jumper. He can really shoot well. The three's going to just keep getting better. Like you say, he runs the floor. He posts up. He, you know, he can handle the rock.
He does everything.
Can pass. Yeah, there's nothing he can't do. And, Rob, I think we talked about it, like, another wake-up call for our American players.
Yep. I mean, this guy's so versatile. I think I saw him selling popcorn in the second half in the game. It was that easy to him, Chris.
On that note.
All right.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.